Does this work?
Yes, it does. Thank you. Thank
you very much for all your comments and contributions. I really like this discussion because we're talking about the LBI as if it was already international law. And what a wonderful thing that would be. But unfortunately, we are not there yet. Now, I am a great fan of the LBI, and I'll make full and frank disclosure. 6 years ago, I was negotiating for a whole week in Geneva one of the various drafts of the LBI on behalf of the Albanian government. I'm now wearing a different hat, but I am emotionally invested in the LBI, and I'm looking forward to its future. The reality, though, is that at the moment, it is not a legally binding instrument. But does it have any benefits? And let me make a comment, and then I'll follow it with a quick question. The comment is this. A lot of this work, which back in 2016, it was a neglected treaty, I should say that, and now it has gained incredible momentum. And it's a wonderful thing to notice because it is the result of international cooperation, actually. The reason being because there's been growing political will, the civil society has been putting pressure on, and there's been increasing public support across the globe. And that's why now we have a much more robust system in place, but we're still at draft level. But is this process important? And in my view, it is, because it has sent messages around the globe for states and regions to take their own steps with their own domestic legislation, reflecting some of the principles enshrined in the LBI. And so we've had the human rights due diligence law in France, we've had the EU due diligence directive, the Bill of Law 572 in Brazil, and the African Commission's resolution calling for regional regulation protecting the vulnerable populations and the marginalized population in Africa. So there has been quite a lot of change, despite the fact that we are yet to have this legally binding instrument. But my question is this. This is all very well, but there are still parts of the globe where child labor, exploitation, and terrible human rights breaches in the name of profit and business are taking place as we speak. So whilst we negotiate the LBI and make it better and hopefully implement it in the future, and whilst we carry on advocating for the UN guiding principles, what is the solution to the rest of the world? What happens to the human rights breaches in the name of business? And how can we protect the vulnerable in our society? Because business and human rights is not only a European issue, not only a Brazilian issue or a French issue, it's a global issue. And we owe a duty to the whole world to find a solution. Thank you.